Next up, we have Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent Mark Dunlea with the news.
Capital District climate activists have been working to get local governments to create a community choice aggregation program to lower rates and promote clean renewable energy. The city of Albany is considering a resolution to formally explore the idea, and several other local communities are also looking into the program, which has the support of the state government. WOOC talks with Albany County Legislator Bill Reinhart before a recent informational meeting at the Albany Unitarian Church.
We're talking with Bill Reinhart, who's a member of the Albany County Legislature and also involved with Solarize Albany. Bill is part of a group that's looking to set up a community choice aggregation system here in the Capital District to get, you know, local residents to purchase their electricity cooperatively, collectively together. Bill, could you maybe just give us a brief explanation? What is community choice aggregation?
Well, think of it as an alternative to buying your energy supply from National Grid or whoever your local utility is. They are right now the default supplier of your power, unless you choose to go with someone else. And what CCA does is it allows, through state law and regulation, it allows municipalities to choose a different supplier. That would be what's called an ESCO, or an energy service company, and a CCA, or community choice aggregation aggregator, whose job it is, part of their job, once they are hired by the municipality, is to go out and purchase the supply that the town and its residents basically want. And what we are doing in the Capital District, the steering committee that Mark alluded to, is we want to see a CCA that is based on renewable energy. And we believe we can not only lower everyone's electric bill, but we can be green, reduce the carbon footprint of the community, which we all think is important. And it also allows the community to have more control over the energy supplies that we consume in our community.
Now, CCA is apparently a relatively new to New York. I guess Westchester down in that area has started the first one. Why CCAs at this point in time?
Well, really, I would say that it's been directed by state policy decision makers and the Public Service Commission, as well as elected officials at the state, who are trying to figure out, given the challenge of climate change, how does New York State reduce the carbon footprint of its economy? And this is one of the approaches that has kind of risen as a way to get a good economy of scale and help accomplish that goal. And let me just give one example of something else that has been done and is encouraged by the state. I've been participating through Solarize Albany in an effort to get people to put solar on their homes or to participate in community solar projects, or also known as solar farms. And the difference between the Solarize efforts and the CCA effort is that in Solarize, it's what's called an opt-in program, where an individual chooses to sign up as an individual to get that solar panel on their roof, which I've done, and it's very economical for me. Or you can participate in a community solar project if, let's say, you're a renter or you don't have enough good roofs, roof situation. And members of Solarize Albany have done both, and they're saving money doing that. But it's a slow process of essentially, think of it as a one-at-a-time people choosing to participate this way. What CCA does is it allows communities to go into this as an opt-out program so that the entire community is getting that power that the CCA administrator procures. And in our case, what we're working towards in the Capital District and other places are as well around the state, is to purchase green power, whether it's solar or renewable, wind or small hydro. There are various sources of renewable energy that are available. And so the difference is the power of the marketplace to get less expensive power by buying it in bulk. And that's what you can do with CCA even more than you can with Solarize. In the Solarize model, you can do that, but it's not nearly the same scale, so it's not the same economic benefit in terms of lowering the average cost of power for everyone that participates in the program.
Now, probably a fair number of people has selected their options on their, through the utility company to sign it up, I guess, with ESCOs, where you can purchase, 100%, clean energy. But often that's a little bit more expensive than what you're getting from the local utility. Is the reason why a CCA able to produce reduced costs is because they have many more customers involved?
Well, it's not really so much that. What I would say is you have to think about it in two ways. One is there is a scale benefit or an economy of scale, as I mentioned. But also the goal of the community choice aggregation effort isn't just to go on the market and buy what are called renewable energy credits or RECs, which is what the I won't name them, but the green marketers who you can buy power from them, you can sign up for 100% green. You pay more than you do for regular power typically, because what you're doing is you're buying essentially regular power and you're adding a renewable energy credit cost to that. And I've been doing that, frankly, for about 20 years now, even before I got my solar panels. And it always kind of frustrated me because I'm paying extra for that green power when there were times when in the wholesale markets, natural gas-fired generation, for example, would be more expensive than solar, but you're still paying that fixed rate plus the renewable energy credit. So that kind of upset me a little bit when I realized what was going on. And so what happens with community choice aggregation is we are encouraging, or I should say we have the option, and every community has this option, to encourage locally based and locally sourced renewable energy. That's where you get the true savings compared to what I will call the green ESCO model of buying conventional power on the market and then adding a REC charge, a renewable energy credit charge, to it. When you're buying that green power directly at scale, that's where you get the true savings.
So what has to happen, here in the Capital District to get a CCA up and operating?
Well, we're going through the process now as the steering committee, and we are basically, I'd say, doing two things. On one track, we are learning everything we can about the marketplace, about how the program works, any changes that we see that might be coming down the pike from either the state law or the Public Service Commission. We're always looking out for opportunities that NYSERDA, the New York Energy Research and Development Authority, might be making available to help facilitate CCA developments. But at the same time, we are reaching out to communities, and hopefully this radio show will help in that process, reaching out to communities to identify those that are interested in working with us to implement CCA in their towns and in their cities. And I can say, I don't think I'm letting the cat out of the bag, but we've had conversations with people in the city of Albany, in Bethlehem, in New Scotland, in a couple of the hill towns. Niskayuna is showing interest. Glens Falls is showing interest. Saratoga is showing interest. There are several communities that we are optimistic we will be able to bring on board. And once we bring anywhere near those communities on board, we are going to get to that economy of scale that we're aiming at, which is about between 40,000 and 80,000 resident bill payers, whether they're renters or homeowners, that would allow us to really get the economy of scale that we're looking to achieve.
And if any of our listeners go, hey, this sounds like a good idea, how could they get involved? What could they do to make this happen?
Well, obviously, the most important thing in this process is for the towns to come on board. And there are specific steps that are required under state guidelines for municipalities to participate. It has to do with passing certain local resolutions and other things. So ultimately, what's going to matter is that in every community where we hope to accomplish this, there will need to be basically citizens who stand up at their town board meeting or their city hall meetings and say, we want this. We care about the environment. We care about lowering our bills. We can do both under the CCA program as envisioned by the Capital District Steering Committee. And so everybody who participates by speaking out and saying this is what we want, we care about this issue, that's going to help the process move forward.
So we're almost out of time. I know that the CCA effort monthly meeting is not going to happen during the summer. Is there a phone number people can contact people at? For more information, you can contact Solarize Albany, www.solarizealbany.org, 518-328-4SUN. That's 518-328-4SUN. Well, we want to thank Bill Reinhart, Albany County Legislature, member of Solarize Albany, for joining us here today. And this was Mark Dunley with WOOC.
That was WOOC's report on the efforts to start community choice irrigation in the Capital District to lower electric rates and to promote clean energy.